This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Russia and Turkey have struck a deal that effectively transforms the map of northeast Syria. We get details from AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
Under terms of the 10-point deal worked out by Presidents Vladimir Putin and Recep Tayyip Erdogan, Turkey will have sole control over an area in the center of its border with Syria, roughly 75 miles wide and 20 miles deep. Turkey, Russia, and the Syrian government will divide control over the rest of the area previously held by Kurdish fighters. The announcement was made as Kurdish fighters completed their pullout from a section of the Syrian-Turkish border that was required in the U.S.-brokered ceasefire that was set to expire Tuesday night. The agreement means Russian and Turkish troops will be holding territory where U.S. troops and Kurdish-led fighters fought for 5 years while bringing down the Islamic State group's hold on a third of Syria. I'm Mike Gracia.
Meanwhile, U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell introduced legislation Tuesday denouncing Turkey's invasion of northern Syria and prodding President Donald Trump to halt his withdrawal of U.S. troops from the embattled country. But McConnell said lawmakers should refrain from imposing sanctions on Turkey for now to avoid further driving a NATO ally into the arms of the Russians. The Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, meanwhile, said he is demanding briefings from the administration's top officials as to their plans for handling the Syria crisis.
They don't have a plan, so they can't come before us with nothing. I don't blame them. I blame the president. I blame Pompeo some, too. I don't blame General Milley or Esper.
The Democratic-led House of Representatives last week overwhelmingly approved a bipartisan resolution opposing the U.S. troop withdrawal. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The top U.S. diplomat in Ukraine told House officials Tuesday he was told the White House would only free military aid to Ukraine if Kiev publicly promised to investigate Democrats and the Bidens. Acting U.S. Ambassador William Taylor's closed-door testimony in the Trump impeachment inquiry directly contradicts the president's assertion that there was no quid pro quo with Ukraine. The impeachment inquiry focuses on the president's July 25th phone call with Ukraine's president, in which Mr. Trump requested that Ukraine investigate discredited corruption charges against former Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter. Mr. Trump made the request after withholding nearly $400 million in aid to Ukraine. That aid was eventually released. Former Vice President Biden is a leading contender for the 2020 Democratic presidential nomination to face Trump. Meanwhile, President Donald Trump triggered outrage by comparing the Democratic-led impeachment he's involved with to a lynching. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
I wish I could say we were shocked.
Leisha Brooks, the outreach director with the Southern Poverty Law Center.
The president often uses inflammatory words to describe the troubles that he finds himself in, but this is particularly offensive.
To the White House and another interpretation with spokesman Hogan Gidley.
He's not comparing himself to those dark times. Let's be very clear about what he's doing. He is receiving zero due process from Democrats on the Hill. That's what he's talking about. It's very clear.
Shelley Adler, Washington.
Nearly a dozen parents, including Full House actress Lori Loughlin, are facing new federal conspiracy charges in a college admissions bribery scandal. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
Lori Loughlin and her designer husband, Massimo Giannulli, are accused of paying $500,000 to get their two daughters into USC as recruits for the crew team, although neither girl participated in the sport. Now the parents are accused of entering into a conspiracy to bribe an organization that receives federal funding. It's the second time prosecutors have added new charges for the parents who've pleaded not guilty in the case, hoping to persuade them to enter into plea deals.
That's Jackie Quinn of AP. And a plan for Britain to leave the European Union was thrown into limbo Tuesday after Britain's parliament rejected Prime Minister Boris Johnson's timetable for ratifying the deal. Johnson said he would pause the legislation to speak to EU members about their intentions and would wait until he hears back from Brussels. European Commission President Donald Tusk said that he would recommend the 27 members vote for a Brexit extension. The British Prime Minister said his goal remains to leave the EU by October 31st. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.